Good evening, brothers and sisters. Welcome to a Mensa Moment on CRS Radio. And you know, we are a little bit behind the curveball today, but hey, give thanks, we are still here. And we are happy to be here. Thank God. And thank you for, you know, being here and tuning in and logging on. Thank you so much for your time. It's Empress Nyanda, and you're in a Mensa Moment. It's Caribbean Radio Show on the Big Bad CRS Radio. So again, my brothers and sisters, thanks for logging on. Thanks for tuning in. And we're going to make the vibes nice, as we always do, right? Like I said, it's 18 minutes after 7 o'clock. And brothers and sisters, just want to talk a little bit. You know, just talk for a few minutes about the guilty verdict that was given out, when was it, last week, and there was this big controversy because the judge chose to hug the young lady, the police officer that killed Botham John. Right? And, you know, everybody's talking about it, people saying it's inappropriate and all of that. But, I mean, what do you think? You know, the discussion is ours. We can always talk about it. But from my perspective, you know, my argument is, what did the judge do wrong? The judge did nothing wrong, because if the judge gave another human being a hug, right? Yes, we can complain about the way how this police officer behaved, because it wasn't her apartment, and she should, as an adult, a human being, not quick to pull trigger and to take another human being's life, right? Even if it was an intruder, as a police officer, I know you are trained to, or I guess maybe they are not trained to, de-escalate a situation. It's always about taking the most extreme action. But then you see what taking the most extreme actions can do. It can cost you, or it can cost someone their life, and cause you to be in a position where you always put other people. So think about it. So, you know, I mean, I hope this is a lesson for all other police officers to understand that you don't go into a situation like that always being the aggressor, right? And I know I talked about this a few episodes ago, where this police officer, he was so rude. I was, you know, delivering something to somebody, a patient actually, and he was so rude because I parked in a spot that I'm not supposed to park. And I didn't know that. You know, I didn't know. I was just new to the area. I had just gone there for the first time. So I didn't know. And instead of just dealing with it in a nice, decent manner from one human being to another, no, he chose to be real rude in just telling me that I couldn't park in the spot where I was. And he was so rude. So, you know, the judge, and I hope that other judges, other people can just take a leaf, learn something from what the judge did, because in the same instance, just maybe a few days outside of that, there was this young man, 21, young youth, right? Youth going to school, have an after-school job, and also taking care of his grandparents. Are taking care of his granddad, because his grandmother have to go to work. His grandfather just did surgery, right? So he was basically taking care of the grandfather. He was selected for jury duty, and he overslept. He overslept, and he woke up and decided to, okay, you know, he overslept. Because jury duty start 9:30 or 10 o'clock in the morning. He didn't wake up until after 11, he said. That was what was said over the newscast. But he went to work instead because he said, okay, you know, I'm late. Possibly what's the worst that could happen? You know, let me go to work because work is important. Just as jury duty is important, work is important. So the young man left and he went to work. Went to work only for his grandmother to call him and tell him that he must come home now because police officers are there. And they arrested the young man, handcuff and all. Now you tell me now, the man oversleep. Why does he need to be in handcuff? But then I guess that's the way all them system run. So they handcuffed him. He went in front of the judge. And the judge decided to give him 10 days in jail just for oversleeping and not showing up for jury duty. 10 days in jail, a year probation, and 150 hours of community service. I guess his conscience bothered him because he ended up cutting down the probation, because I don't see why this man have to get probation just for oversleeping and not showing up. And also charge him $223 in fines. So you tell me now, right? Why did he have to do 10 days in jail just for oversleeping? If you're going to give him any repercussion for his action, you might call it irresponsible, right? Then find the youth. Right, but don't give him 10 days in jail. Well, he, like I said, he cut down the community service to 3 months, and he also cut down the community service. He cut down the probation. Sorry, the probation was cut to 3 months, and the community service was cut down to 30 hours. Right, he still has to pay the $200 that he was fined. Right, because you know the system stay, they will rob you every penny you have. So the young man still had to pay that. Did his 10 days in jail already, because by the time when he went back to court, he had already done his 10 days. So that couldn't be rescinded anymore. But thank God the judge cleaned his record, so that won't be on his record. But him still happy though, still on 3 months probation. I don't know probation for what, because if they find him doing anything that they might claim that is not appropriate, he's going to have to go back to jail. And that is how the system is always criminalizing young black men. I always criminalize them because me see other people do worse things, the most despicable things, and they don't say, the judge, they go in front of the judge and the judge will find every excuse in the book, right, to let them walk scot-free, right? They will even rape and the judge will say, oh, we are not going to tarnish their reputation by sending them to prison. But yet, all this young man did was to oversleep, right? And then the judge is going to, in all conscience, talk about, oh, good people do bad things. What bad? How bad was that for this young man oversleeping? The youth work hard because he has a job. He's going to school, right? And he's taking care of his grandparents. So this is a responsible young man, but yet still this judge felt that he had to tarnish this youth reputation. Right? Now I hope he will take a leaf out of the black judge book to show that, you know what, you treat people like human beings, right? And we all make mistakes. I have been to court, right? Traffic ticket and things like that. Right? I got myself in a little scrape at one time and I had to go to court, right? And the judges are never on time. You go in, you take off from work, you go there and you have to sit and wait on these idiot judges, right? And the judge is going to tell this young man, oh, you held up the court for 45 minutes and give him 10 days in jail. Now you tell me, brothers and sisters, if that is appropriate if this judge couldn't say, okay, you know what, you'll pay a fine for not showing up on time. Don't let it happen again. Right? No. He just feel that because him have the power and him can do that, that is what he did to this young man. Right? And that these are the things that we are talking about, brothers and sisters, you know. These people, they don't care. They don't care about us. They don't have no sympathy, no empathy, no understanding. Right? They don't want to have any because, you know what, they want to just criminalize each and every one of us. This young man have never been in trouble with the law. Never. Have no clean record. But yet still, he have to tarnish, put in the youth in jail for just sleeping late. Right? Not waking up. Something is wrong with this situation. Why at all times the justice system is always trying to criminalize us, even when we don't do anything wrong, because the man never do nothing wrong. Yes, maybe he should have called the court, right? But he had other things on his mind. He had other things to think about. So, you know, give him, cut him a little slack. He was honest enough to tell the judge that, you know what, I overslept. So cut him a little slack. Don't throw the youth in jail for that. As something as menial as that. 10 days in jail. The youth said the whole time he was in there, he was uncomfortable. Right? Because that's something new to him. And instead of this judge, just think about it. If it was your son. Right, but they don't think like that because they don't want to think like that. Because every time they look at us as black people, they see criminal. And that is how they treat us. They treat us like criminals because they see criminals. And I don't know why it should be, because if anybody is any criminal, they are more criminals because their history is criminal. This country's history is criminal. Yes, they strive to be better, and we all strive to be better. But when it comes down to it, sometimes there's no better. Because you know what? Better is you making an effort to do better. Better not going just happen like that. You have to make an effort to do better in order for better to happen. But brothers and sisters, the judge day will come. Because you know what? All of us, our day will come. With that said, it's 30 minutes after 7 o'clock. And the discussion cut short today because, you know, we have to get to some nice, nice music. And, you know, that's what we're all about. It's a Mensa moment. And yours truly is here. Empress Nayanda is my name. And I'll be here with you until 9 o'clock. It's a Caribbean radio show, and you are on CRS Radio. So tell a friend to tell a friend, and always remember, you can listen to the podcast anytime you want. It's ours. We have it, and we'll share it anytime. And I would like to tell all other judges, just go ahead and hug people, because you know what? The worst of the worst are still someone's child. Someone's father, someone's brother, someone's sister. We are all human beings. And if the justice system, the criminal system, and I'm not saying for extreme, real, perverted people, then you know that you can't give those people a chance, right? But for someone who has done something menial, small, yes, mistake, you can give that. That person can be rehabilitated, and you should make every effort to rehabilitate that person because they are going to come back out in society. Now, what kind of person do you want living among you? Do you want someone who is tarnished by the justice system, that they can function as a decent human being when they get out? Or do you want someone who said, yes, they did something wrong. They paid their dues, they paid their time, and now they're out, and they aim to make a difference. They aim to turn their lives around and make a difference that they can be an example to other people. Think about it. And when you're dealing with justice, whether you're a police officer or whether you're a judge or the defense or the prosecutor, whatever position you hold, remember you are dealing with human beings. And I know they are the worst among us and they are the best among us, right? We have people that have no conscience whatsoever. They are like a human. They don't have the humanistic instinct to understand that, you know what, you cannot expect to treat people in I can't even find a word to explain it. But the fact is that we should make an effort to treat people the way we would treat ourselves, or we would want others to treat us. And I always say, treat people the way you treat yourself, because it's only someone who is mentally deranged, and just not someone who have a mental sickness, mentally deranged, won't treat themselves good, right? We all treat ourselves good. So if you have a situation where you think about it, treat people the way you would treat yourself, then we would have a better world, because you know what? We'd be all trying to make an effort to treat ourselves decently. Brothers and sisters, with that said, at 34 minutes after 7 o'clock, again, you are on Caribbean Radio Show. It's CRS Radio. A Mensa moment with yours truly, Empress Nyanda. We're going to go into some music now. We wear the mask. We wear it all the time because, you know what, sometimes we're just hiding the pain, the hurt, all the things that we have.
Subtlety. America, the new immigration law. Man, you know, hear about the new immigration.
Why this a man you're full of charm? Him keeping me calm.
I'm talking about the law in America, the new immigration law. Man, you know, hear about the new immigration law tabled in Congress in America. Say what, hear me now. The new law make all yard man a guitar. The new law make Haitians put them hands on them jaw. You hear me now. The new law make all Trinidadians say wow. The new immigration law in America, yeah, now. If you ever charge on you white bubble and your green card, them take your green card and dip your back a yard. And it no make sense to talk Mr. Mention, cause it might turn you indefinite detention. The law, what? The new immigration law in America. Yes, the law, what? Treating everyone like outlaw. Now they say there'll be no more welfare, no, no more subsidies again, just as long as you are illegal in their country. So take it from me, but the law, what? Won't take the funds out of the fall. I said the law, what? They want to take the food out of the jaw. Them saying, if you're not a citizen, you can't get no pension. So them the government you just can't depend on. Can't get a job if you're illegal alien. So man, you see that it's a sticky situation. The law, what? The new immigration law in America. Yes, the law, what? They claim it's a terrorist law. I said the law, what? Trying to stop us but them can't. So hear me now, Lord, now. You never hear about the new immigration law tabled in Congress in America. Say what, hear me now. The new law make all Haitians a guitar. The new law make Koreans put them hands on them jaw. The new law make all Japanese say konnichiwa. The new immigration law. Sure. Yes, they say that illegal. And I'm wondering if this is a plan to turn them into fools. You hear me now? They say there'll be no more welfare, no, no more subsidies again. Just as long as you are illegal in their country. So take it from Cockatoo, about the law, what? The new immigration law in America. Yes, the law, what? Treating everyone like outlaw. Man says the law. Canada, oh, now, if you have a charge and you want trouble on your green card, then take your green card and dip your back a yard. And it don't make sense, you talk Mr. Mention, cause it might earn you indefinite detention. The law, what? The new immigration law in America.
Right and out here with the psalmist say, it no matter where your days say, tribulation day everywhere. Stand firm, yeah. Them don't see system one wall with a own, so when me and touch the mic. We slew them just like David with one town. I say the trust, Lord, is really hard, Lord. It's not pretty here abroad, Lord. For it's not easy. Look how them undermine the needy. The black, the poor get no regard, Lord. Me Charlie, Charlie come up and looking for a better life. Him have him cool like a daughter, tree like a son, a mother. and a wife. And nothing not going over 2 years of fun, but the kindness that him showing at the community, everyone will agree that they made from what him grow. Just want to escape the sufferation, dry the tears from my eyes, provide a good foundation, cause the well was running dry. Him thinks a milk and only day, but he was surprised when him touching at the place and realized, hey, I tried to learn.
Full of things where you say,
who knows?
Yes, indeed. Who knows? Who knows? Well, we know because we have been there and we have done that. So we know. And we also always have to wonder about people like these.
I'm saying don't make them take advantage of you.
A disgrace to the human race, a disgrace to your family, to your friends, to your children, because none of them people who are behave them way, them have children of them own. Have to say big up to the Virgo man, you know, see, because this song is a big tune. little youth we do a rendition of it too. She is just awesome. And I hope she no fall in a no trap and no dirty man. Mother and father, keep an eye on her, because she is a beautiful little princess. So keep an eye on her, guard her, protect her with your life. Because you know, say, the vultures are out there, and we have to step on them. We are ready.
Hiya. Hiya, Hiya. Step on them. They wrote me class and me step on them. Pretentious deceivers, we act like friends. Waiting to see I fall, till I rise over all. Them forget about when we have them back from the start to the end. So you rise, you will fall, turn the ball, the ascend. Hey, how are you defend? I want you to them. Hey, every youth in the ghetto looking for a bright day. Whether musically or by your AK. Tired of the struggle and the buggery, right? And tomorrow day today. Look at me and the eye, them got through this thing. Things are a lover where the eye, them are bring. But me and me back, I just feel so the bling. Solid and the wall, so me sing. Step on them. They wrote me class and me crep on them. Pretentious deceivers, we act like friends. Waiting to see I pass, till I rise over all. Them forget about when we have them back from the start to the end. So you rise, you will fall, turn the ball, me ascend. Hey, how are you defend? I want to them. I me say, tell me what happened. Remember the days when finances were lacking. One sock we share and the place is a flashing. They tell you what we blazing. Now them eyes start rising. From Dubai to Manhattan, we travel to Rome, though we don't speak Latin. You pretend you fly like the sheet, them we're satin. No love I'm receiving. Did your heart stop beating? Step on them. We wrote me clocks and me crept on them. Pretentious deceivers, we act like friends. To see I fall, till I rise over all. Them forget about when we have them back from the start to the end. So you rise, you will fall, turn the ball, me ascend. Hey, how are you defend? I want to them. Yeah, I'm on my summer, ramming on your radio. Listen to my lyrics and personify my flower. Eloquent whenever I perform on a shower. Clean from me nasty and got tied to my tower. Every ghetto youth a beggar, just go and be strong. Won't be forever, no, it won't be for long. Fire for the earth, away your sample, your time still. Mess the right, that the wrong. Step on them. We wrote me clocks and me crep on them. Pretentious deceivers, we act like friend. Getting to see I fall, till I rise over all. Them forget both when we have them back from the start to the end. So you rise, you will fall, turn the ball, me ascend. Hey, how are you defend? I want to them. Every youth in the ghetto looking for a bright day. Whether musically or via AK. Tired of the struggle and the buggery, right? And tomorrow day today. Look at me and the eye, them got through this thing. Interest all over where the eye, them a bring. But me and me back, I just feel so nothing. Solid and a wall, so me sing. Step on them. They wrote me class and me crep on them. Pretentious deceivers, we act like friend. Getting to see I fall, still I rise over all. Them forget both when we have them back from the start to the end. So you rise, you will fall, turn the ball, we ascend. Hey, how are you defend? I want to them. We are step on them. We wrote me class and me crep on them. Pretentious deceivers, we act like friend. Getting to see I fall, still I rise over all. Them forget both when we have them back from the start to the end. So you rise, you will fall, turn the ball, we ascend. Hey, how are you defend? I want to them.
of what you gonna do. All the reasons now I'm feeling blue. Maybe somewhere there is someone waiting for you. I don't know what to say or what to do. Hey,
I'm gonna tell you all my
need to say I'm not to blame. We want to hold you a little tighter. The weekend is on us, brothers and sisters, and I want to say, you know, have a great weekend. Remember, you know, you work hard, so you should party hard. Enjoy yourself, enjoy your life, but also remember to be responsible, right? It don't make sense you're going to do something and you're going to do it in an irresponsible way. Then you're only calling for trouble on yourself. Brothers and sisters, you are tuned to the Caribbean Radio Show, CRS Radio. It's a Mensa moment, and I'd like to say a pleasant good evening to all the presenters here at CRS Radio. Dr. Ev, Brother Opton Brown, and all the other presenters here. And remember, brothers and sisters, Palace is in full effect. So we want to encourage you to support a young mind, to send them off to college that they can pursue their dreams and aspiration. And in turn, it will benefit us, because if we get some doctors out there, then, you know, they'll be taking care of us when we are sick. If we get some nurses, they'll be doing the same. If we get some lawyers, they'll be representing us when the law want to come down on us and charge us for things that we didn't do, then we'll have good representation. And no matter what we get out of inspiring a young mind, whatever, engineers, you know, people who build things, construction worker and all of that, we give thanks for the minds that we can help to cherish, we can help to stimulate, in order for them to do good, great, and better things. So remember, Palas is in full effect. Just log on, PALAS1, and support. Give them your support. You can check them out on Facebook also. And also, you can get all your information concerning Caribbean Radio Show on Facebook. Just visit Facebook page, CRS Radio, Caribbean Radio Show, and you can get all your information there. Or visit Block Talk Radio, Caribbean Radio Show, and you can get all your information there. I also, they are on Twitter, and they are on all the social media. So brothers and sisters, don't waste time, don't hesitate. Check us out, and, you know, support, like I said, support Palace, because it is supporting young minds. They have done great things so far, and they will continue to do more. But as you know, we all need your support. So log on to CRS Radio, and you can give your support right there. You'll get all the information on how you can give your support. It's 8:30 on the dot. We have half an hour more to hang with you, and we're going to make sure that you enjoy the final. All right, no, I shouldn't say final, because the final is when we, you know, just exit this earth. But we'll have half an hour more until we make space, move along, right? So keep it locked right here on CRS Radio. It's a Caribbean radio show, and you're in a Mensa moment with yours truly, Empress.
I like it. I like it. I like it. Yeah. Ooh, it's another. Do I still cross your mind? Cause every time I see you, it seems like whoa, 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 whoa. Do I still cross your mind? Hey, I still think about you. You got your lover, I got my lover. Funny how things have changed. You saw me last night, you gave me that vibe. Are we on the same page? And I know that's not your style. Why didn't I leave her at home and go there alone? Should have followed my mind. Oh, every chance you got, girl, I could see you smile at me. Now you got me thinking maybe I was in love. Am I losing my mind? I don't know. I was still in love.
Out to Jay representing for Super Sonic. Now we say not another word alongside Lila Ike Agent Sasko. Make them know
what am I talking about?
They won't learn.
They want you now.
So don't ever get the hard way. They won't.
Box them in. I want to no cut it out, cut it out. Shiddly whooped up to about 20. I cannot live amongst no Eden. As far as I can see, up here for an enemy them. I cannot live amongst no Eden. As far as I can see, up here for an enemy them. You better careful how you spread your bed. Cause your best friend you greed will take your head. Mind how you flex in life. A little later when your future know we rise high, high. I cannot live amongst no Eden. As far as I can see, a different enemy then. I cannot live amongst no Eden. As far as I can see, a different enemy them. When you give, and them get, them love it. Till one day, Mr. Get one come take a set. So when you tell him that the fun's it done, then him one come choke you down. He didn't remember all the days gone by. When you give him and you never did cry. Hi, fool the world, it's mixed up. cannot live amongst no Eden. As far as I can see, a different enemy them. I cannot live amongst no Eden. As far as I can see, a different enemy them. Look at me and smile with me. Pretend to be my friend. Just because I give my heart to you, you think I don't got my own problem. Cause you're living in a mix-up world, trading life for diamonds and pearl. Wake up and see what's taking place. I come, yeah. I cannot live amongst no Eden. As far as I can see, a different enemy them. I cannot live amongst no Eden. As far as I can see, a different enemy them. You better careful how you spread your bed. Cause your best friend you greed will take your head. Mind how you flex in life. A little later, man, your future no will I fight. I cannot live amongst no Eden. As far as I can see, a different enemy them. Shilly boom boom dang. I cannot live amongst no Eden. As far as I can see, a different enemy them. A shilly boom boom.
To the hour of 9 o'clock, and no feeling away. We don't need to beg no second chance, because you know what? We are the best. It's Caribbean Radio Show. You are in a Mensa moment on CRS Radio. Yours truly, Empress Nayanda, doing it for you, as we do every Thursday from 7 p.m. until 9 p.m. And you know, today we were a little bit behind the curveball. My apologies for that, but you know it go. Food have to eat. We have to do what we need to do. So, brothers and sisters, keep it locked right here as we wind down the vibes. A Mensa moment style on CRS Radio, the big bad CRS Radio. Me say, we don't need no second chance, because you know what? We just love it so. And you love it too, and you'll always be there. No.
Going on where I'm bound to find the Tell me what you're ready for. We're ready for the feeling, no. shoulder. But energy will light your way. It's not accidental in the life of a soldier. In this battle for a brighter day, it's obvious that you slay the things that try to hold ya. So just forget about the past mistakes and all that didn't take, and all the non-believers. We side the ones who don't have what it takes. I love to war and trade, though they cannot deceive us. The sun comes out to shine on every face, and in a blazing phase, it strips away the pretense. They lose their way, trying to keep the pace, while we effortlessly breaking down the fences. We ready for the feeling, no. We're never gonna be let down, no. We're ready for the ceiling, no. And it's heaven when we set it, our wheel is on, no. We're ready for the feeling, no. We're never gonna be let down, no. We're ready for the ceiling, no. And it's heaven when we set it, our wheel is on, no. I don't know when I let this voice of defense come in and mess with my head. War and trade, no, they cannot deceive us. The sun comes down to shine on every face, and in a blazing phase, it strips away the pretense. They lose their way, trying to keep the pace, while we effortlessly breaking down the fence. Cause we're ready for the ceiling, no. We're never gonna be let down, no. We're ready for the ceiling, no. And it's heaven when we set it, our wheel is on, no. Gonna be let down, no. We're ready for the ceiling, no. And it's heaven when we set it, our wheel is on, no. We're ready for the ceiling, no. We're never gonna be let down, no. We're ready for the ceiling, no. And it's heaven when we set it, our wheel is on, no. We're ready for the feeling, no. We're never gonna be let down, no. We're ready for the ceiling, no. And it's heaven. Our wheel is old, no. Tell me what you're ready for. Tell me what you're ready for.
Night.
Brothers and sisters, 4 minutes to the hour of 9 o'clock. And I just want to say in parting, in ending the show, that whenever good things happen in our lives, things that will set an example for others to follow, we should embrace it. Because the fact of the matter is, brothers and sisters, like I said, I don't think the judge did anything wrong. And I can understand how we feel as a people, as black people, and we have to get real with that. I can understand how we feel to say that every time something happens, some tragedy happened to us by the hands of our fellow human beings as white people, we are always the one to say forgive. If a black man kill somebody white, he is not looked upon as to be shown any mercy or any consideration or any sympathy or any empathy or any anything. Right? He's just looked at as the worst of humankind, the worst criminal, and he's ostracized. Right? Now, on the other hand, we are being killed every day. And from long time, and not just now, you know, see, at the hands of others. And we are always expected to forgive. But we always show that, yes, we have that in us. And not to say that because we have that in us, we are better than anyone else. Because all of us can find that in them. But some people choose not to. They choose to live a life where they just go around hating. So, with that said, brothers and sisters, understand that whenever good things happen in our lives, whenever opportunity happens that we can use it to teach others as a milestone of how we should want to treat each other and how we should be to each other, then embrace it. Because that's us as a people. And it's nothing to be ashamed of. It's nothing to look down on. Because if a lot of us behave like how that judge behaved, then this world would be a better place. Really. So, you know what? Just take that and just run with it. And it makes you feel good. It makes you feel better about yourself. Because, you know what? We have that. And others are striving to have that. But we have it. It's innate in us. So no matter what them say, don't make them make you feel less than. Because we are never less than. Never. We have never been. We embrace. And yet still they betrayed. Always remember that, my brothers and sisters. We embrace, they betray. Then it's on them, not on us. Because we chose to be nice, but they chose to be nasty. It's as simple as that. Peace, my brothers and sisters. Remember, Palace, big things going on. We're helping the youths, so always go out and support. And to all the presenters here on CRS Radio, it's a Caribbean radio thing. Don't feel no way. Mensa Moment will be back next Thursday. Hope to be on time. Don't want to be thrown in jail or charged or fined or, you know, all of that stuff. So, my brothers and sisters, blessed weekend. Enjoy yourself and always remember, love yourself because that's the only way you can love others.